You know what I mean?
Goodness, that felt like swimming against the tide.
Yes.
That's wild. No, really. That was hard for me to keep the thing going. But that illustrates the point real well.
Well, I hope so. I certainly get into it, you know, more with more natural feeling, you know, many times, especially with the trio. But that's the kind of thing that I'm trying to reach out for, which I feel for myself is perfectly natural and fundamental. And that's what I like to require about everything that I do.
Well, now, when you're working with a trio, I notice you give the guys in the group a lot of freedom. Is that just something you like to do, like you let there be a lot of bass solos and drums?
Yeah, but I also really choose the people in the trio as responsible musicians and artists so that I can give them that kind of freedom and know that they're going to use it with discretion and toward a total result. If it doesn't work that way, I don't want to be a dictator. And if they don't have that kind of responsibility, then I really wouldn't be able to work the way I do with the guys that I have.
It's funny, I remember when you had Eddie. You know, Eddie worked with me before, as you know. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I never minded because I could understand why, but while he was with me, his entire thought was that one day he was going to work with you. You know, when he started, he was the happiest guy in life.
Well, so was I to find him, you know.
Well,
and
he was
something. We had 11 wonderful years together.
Yeah, I know you did.
And in fact, there are a couple of unreleased trio records which I think illustrate the maturity of his playing and perhaps our playing together more than perhaps on any other record. One is an unreleased trio record on Warner Brothers, and the other an unreleased trio record on Fantasy. But especially the one on Warner Brothers, he takes a couple of solos that are just, to me, just absolutely classic. Beautiful solos, you know, it doesn't have to be bass fiddle, it could be anything, it's just somebody expressing themselves in a melodic and beautiful way.
It's funny, it seemed like you went into a whole other phase when Eddie came along, because after you had Scotty,
yeah,
you know, like that was kind of, well, like you went right along, but that must have been a terrible loss at that point.
It certainly was, and some things you think are maybe once in a lifetime. And I thought, certainly, there's no way to compare, you know, anybody else with Scott. It was a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
That's true.
But I have had marvelous experiences with other bass players, with Eddie, certainly, for 11 years. And I've now found a new young bass player who is just, I don't know what I can say about him. He just got it all going and
really?
Wonderful sound. Yeah,
his name
is Mark Johnson. He was playing with Woody. He's 24 years old from Dallas, Texas, and... he's just gorgeous, just beautiful.
Oh, that's terrific. Yeah. A new name. I never heard of.
Well, Percy Heath was in the Wings when we were in Tokyo, and when I came, and Thad Jones, they were there doing other things. They were in the Wings at our Tokyo concert recently. And when we came off, Percy said, "You keep pulling them out of the woodwork, you know," talking about Mark, because, you know, it is remarkable. I looked very hard when Eddie left because there's no way you can replace him, but I needed a certain kind of musician. And after about 4 or 5 months of searching, Mark did appear, and he was absolutely the one.
Great. You know, I haven't heard you since you have this new trio, so I'm going to look forward to it when you're next in town.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, you know, what you just did kind of whetted my appetite a little to play more something with you. Could we do that thing we talked about, the Brubeck tune?
Sure.
You recorded that, didn't you, in your own sweet way?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that was on, wasn't that on the same album as TTT?
Well, I may have, I recorded it solo also, but years ago I recorded it with Chuck Israels and Paul Motion.
I don't know where I heard it.
Right.
You know, each time you do something, it comes out
differently. I hope so. All right,
so she's trying to speak properly.
Happens.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Yep.